Message number 1017. Very soon hell will be formally declared as a place which does not exist. Sunday, January 12, 2014 at 20:28. My dearly beloved daughter, were it not for me, Jesus Christ, where I speak to the world at this time, many souls would never enter the gates of paradise. So many ungrateful souls no longer obey my laws, and so they create their own interpretation, which I find repulsive. Rules relating to the truth were given as a gift to humanity as a means to enable man to earn the right to salvation. Don't you know that you cannot live by your version of the laws of God and then expect to enter paradise? The arrogance of man has overtaken the spirit of humility. Man no longer serves God in the way in which he was commanded to. Instead, he creates out of his own imagination a vision of what he believes heaven to be. Today, no servant of mine, those appointed to serve me, ever refers to the existence of hell. The mere mention of the word hell embarrasses my sacred servants, for they fear the ridicule they would have to face from a secular society which has been deceived. Hell is home to many poor souls, and how it pains me to see unsuspecting souls plunge into the abyss of terror at the moment they take their last breath. God's children must be told now of the urgency to pray for souls who are blind to the truth. Very soon hell will be formally declared as a place which does not exist. Souls will be told that all of God's children, once they live reasonable and dignified lives, irrespective as to whether they believe in God or not, will be given eternal life. But this will be a lie. There is no return from hell. It is for eternity. Many souls who outwardly rejected me both privately and in public languish in hell. Their bitter regret is made worse by their terrible painful suffering and hatred of Satan. Once in hell, Satan reveals himself to them in all of his wicked and vile forms, and his hatred of them fills them every second. Their revulsion of him in itself, the same beast to whom they paid homage during their lives on earth, is the cause of much of their pain. But it is their separation from me and the pain of darkness which they experience which creates the greatest anguish. Any man who tells you in my name that hell does not exist has no interest in helping you to save your soul. When you are convinced that hell does not exist, then you wrongly assume that sin is irrelevant. You cannot serve me if you believe that sin does not exist. You cannot live a glorious life for eternity in my kingdom if you do not ask me to forgive you your sins. This is the kernel of the new soon-to-be-introduced doctrine which you will be forced to swallow. This is when you will be tricked into neglecting to prepare your soul for the great day of the Lord, when I come to claim you as mine. I tell you this to warn you, not to frighten you. I beg you to accept sin as part of your lives, but I urge you to continue to avoid the seven deadly sins, for when you do, you will be in my favor. You must always confess your sins. Do this daily. Talk to me and ask me to forgive you. For those of you who cannot receive the sacrament of confession, those who follow many faiths and religions, then you must accept the gift I gave you of the plenary indulgence. Look after your soul, for it is your soul which will live forever. You will live in only one of two places for eternity: in hell or in my kingdom. Your Jesus.